This is the Tim and Jess podcast for Hit 96.1.
Tim, if you've been watching The Bachelor, even if you haven't been watching The Bachelor, I'm sure you've probably heard the name Jared.
Jess, I'm pretty sure, I don't want to correct you on your Bachelor update, but I'm pretty sure it's The Bachelorette.
It is, mate. It is, actually. Sorry about
that. What's that, Jess, to the back seat, Tim, to the front? You're welcome.
All right, you can take over. Here we go.
I've got a meeting.
The Bachelorette with Sophie Monk this season has been the most ridiculous season of The Bachelorette I reckon we've seen on Australian TV.
Oh, yeah.
The boys generally band together and end up becoming...
A bit of boys mentality.
They become better mates than, like, and they forget that they're there for the girl.
Exactly.
Like, that's how it usually goes down. Not this season, Tim.
No.
This season, the boys are absolutely savage. I don't know where they found such a, like, horrendous group of gentlemen for Sophie. But one in particular stands out, and I don't know whether it's probably the producers portraying him in a not-so-great light.
All right.
But you have to do some of these things to be portrayed this way. And Jared from The Bachelor is looking like he's an absolute creep stage 5 clinger.
Is there a problem with that? Doesn't she want commitment?
Well, she does want commitment, but this is like next level. Like, a lot of the guys have been showing very, like, you know, good signs that they want to be in a relationship. And Jared's just that...
Give me an example because I haven't seen the episodes.
Okay, so one episode last week, he brought a pot plant for him and Sophie to her during the cocktail party. So during a cocktail party, she's dressed in this nice dress and he's like, here's some pot plants. I think we should plant a plant for a...
Plant a plant, not plant a plant.
Plant a plant. We should do these plants to you know, show our love for one another.
I can guarantee the producers would have been like, mate, here's this. Go say that.
All the boys have been peeing in his plant.
I've heard, this is one thing I've heard, that there's been urinating.
And he has lost his mind about this. And this is the thing about the stage 5 clinger, Tim. They seem really lovely. They seem really nice. And then, boom, alarm bells start going off.
Okay.
And he is looking like an absolute stage 5 clinger.
Jess, I would like to ask one simple question.
Go on.
Are you looking into a mirror right now? Because stage 7 clinger, Jessica Panto.
Oh, shut up.
Mate, doesn't have to be a relationship. It can just be like a thing. You're a stage 7 clinger.
I did tell the guy I've been sort of seeing that I was talking about this on the radio today, and he was like, so can I call up and nominate you?
Yeah. If you've only known him for a few weeks and he's saying that, there's an issue.
It was joking, of course.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
You were joking. Yeah. No, definitely. Definitely joke. 13, 12, 16. Do you know someone who is a stage 5 clinger?
Dub someone in.
Yeah. On 13, 12, 16, though, we've been asking, who do you know that is an absolute stage 5 clinger? We've got Michael from the Mount. Michael, who do you know?
My ex was a stage 5 clinger.
Oh. How long have you been separated from this ex, Michael?
Oh, this is years now, but
okay.
it still haunts me a little bit.
So what would she do?
Well, one time we had a bit of a blue over the phone. She didn't live in the same town I did. She lived about an hour away in Narracourt, so we've had this blue, and I wanted to have a nap after that because I was knackered. I woke up to 17 missed calls and her knocking on the door in tears.
17 missed calls?
Yeah, wow. Like she must have been dialing and driving at the same time, I'm sure of it.
Jesus. Well, I mean, what do you even do to that? Like, do you hide and pretend you're not home?
Well, you wake up to a crazy girlfriend at the door, that's for damn sure.
What was she trying to get?
She just wanted to, I'm sorry.
Oh, she's apologized. Clinger. I was like, what does she need? Like,
she's
got it
on for dear life.
She didn't, it was like a toddler coming to the back door who just scraped his knee.
Why you got toddlers in your backyard, Michael?
Another story.
Michael, does this mean you took her back after this?
That was the beginning of the end.
Right, okay.
That's probably for the best, hey?
Yeah, no, it really was.
Well, hopefully this guy doesn't turn out to be that way for Sophie.
No, fingers crossed.
Thanks so much, bud. We got a Subway for long meal deal for you.
Cheers, legend.
Jenna Eve on 13, 12, 16 from Narracourt. Jenna, do you know a stage 5 clinger?
Yeah, I have a friend who... Oh, she's just a little bit crazy.
Jenna.
They always are, Jenna.
Jenna, how do you feel about naming this person?
Pardon?
How do you feel about naming this person?
No, I probably won't say any names.
Oh, that means the story's good, Tim. Go on, Jenna, tell us, what has your crazy friend done?
Oh, she just, like, she'll go through her boyfriend's, like, Instagram or Facebook and look at all of his photos, and then if girls have liked them, she, like, goes and she stalks them as well and, like, absolutely loses her mind over, like,
who these girls are and, like, that kind of thing, and then gets into him for it.
Yeah. How do you know her? How do you know her? Tell me.
Genevieve, I've just got a simple question for you. Are you friends with my co-host, Jess Pantu? Is it Jess Pantu? Is this why you're holding on to the name?
I don't do this, Tim.
Your voice is raising real high. I don't believe Jenna Reeve. I think you guys are in cahoots, and she's talking about you. But, Jenna, we really appreciate your call, mate. We've got a Subway voucher for you.
Thanks, guys.
No worries.
Tim, I feel like I'm being painted in a very negative way, just like Jared. Like,
mate,
it's not my fault
that you and Jared are a pair of crabs just never letting go.
Come on. Come and get it. Tim and Jess, 6 a.m. weekdays on Hit 96.1 and always on Facebook.com/Hit 96.1.